many exciting adventures are in store for Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson. Speed, as you recall, will soon fly his Bluebird in the Vanderpool Cup race. And he is, at present, bending every effort to induce the president of Monsoon Corporation to allow Jimmy Allen to fly their entry, a new high-powered engine plane. Also, a Mr. Milliken motion picture producer is interested in the boys. And at the close of the last episode, they received a telegram from Hollywood. Milliken had made them an offer. Will they decide to accept? Let's listen as Speed and Jimmy discuss events which are to come.
Hello, Speed.
Hi, Jimmy.
Say, have you heard any more from Hollywood?
Oh, that's it. Nah, Jimmy, I've heard nothing more from Hollywood. We can't be bothered anyway. We have a race on our hands, you know.
That's right. Of course, it'll be over 6 weeks before the race starts. It would be pretty nice if we could get one of those Hollywood contracts that I've heard and read so much about.
Yeah, but I don't think Hollywood's a place for us, Jim.
Well, of course, it all depends on what they want us to do. Of course, I'm no actor.
As far as the acting's concerned, Jim, you have nothing to worry about. What I gather from the telegram we received from Milliken, they want experienced flyers to do some kind of a modern war picture. I think they want stunt flyers, mostly.
Well, we could certainly do that, you know. I would like to go out there sometime.
Well, no doubt you will. When you win that transcontinental race, you'll have a chance to look the place over in great style.
Oh, fine chance I have of winning that race.
You've got just as good a chance as anyone else, Jim. Even if this Hollywood proposition did look good, we couldn't accept it.
Why not?
Because it would tie us up too long. Some of these pictures are months, even years in production.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Sure wish I could do something to earn some money in the next 3 or 4 weeks, though.
Well, what's wrong, Jim? What's on your mind?
Oh, just things.
Come on, let's have it. What's on your mind?
Well, I told Mother about their telegram from Hollywood, that it might mean something good financially. And she was so pleased about it that she broke down and told me something that she'd been keeping secret for a long time.
Well, what was it?
Well, Speed, there's a matter of a few $1,000 due on the home, and there's a good chance of losing the place unless a miracle of some kind happens.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry to hear that. We'll have to see what we can do about that.
Oh, you've done enough for me. Just forget about this.
Yeah, I know, Jim, but you and I are pretty good buddies. I'm not going to stand by and see anything happen to worry your mother.
Now, look, Speed, forget it. I want to try to work this out myself.
Well, all right, Jim. Well, come on, let's get out of the ship. I've phoned Flash to warm her up. I want to see you do some acrobatics today, Jim.
Acrobatics? Oh, that's fine. That's what I really like to do.
Okay, come on.
Flash is right there, Johnny on the spot.
Hey, I told Flash about our Hollywood deal. I told him we might take him along if we go.
Oh, but you were just kidding, weren't you, Speed?
Sure. Hey, look. Look at Flash making a low bow.
Yes, my lord. The carriage awaits, my lord. Your sky buggy is ready for your occupancy. You Hollywood screwballs. Just what am I supposed to do when I pour the service to you Hollywood celebrities?
You're supposed to get down on your knees, you vassal, and grovel.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Speed. You gotta give it to me gradually. This is my first day at this Hollywood stuff. When do you guys leave for the Golden West, right now?
Would it surprise you if I said yes?
Not a bit, but you couldn't get very far because I want you two speedy Hollywood heartthrobs to know I slowed you down a bit. I put water in your gas tank.
Oh, well, you shouldn't have done that, Flash. You know, you're going with us.
Me? No insanity's ever crept in on my family.
Why, Flash, in Hollywood, you'd be a natural.
A natural what? That word natural can have a lot of hidden meanings, bub.
You know what I mean.
I get the general idea. No, Hollywood's not for me. Those picture leading men would run me out of there the first week.
Yeah? Why, Flash?
Oh, Speed. Haven't I ever told you about the horrible fascination I have for the women?
Oh, yeah, horrible is right. Now, Flash, I don't think you'd be the type for pictures anyway.
What are you talking about? I'm photogenic. I got a good screen face.
Oh, you think so, huh?
You'd think so if you'd see how all the flies light on it all the time.
Oh, Flash, please.
Now I know what we'll do with Flash in Hollywood. He's a gag man. Yeah, they pay big money for that stuff out there.
Well, if he pulls many of those gags, they'll run us all out.
Well, come on, Jim. Hop in his old crate.
Okay, Speed.
think up some more gags while we're flying around, Flash. You can sell that stuff in Hollywood.
Think I'm not? I don't have to. I got a million on my ain't never used jet. Did you ever hear the one about why does a chicken cross the road?
Oh, get us out of here, Jim, before he...
Hey, wait a minute. Let me tell you. Hey, which comes first, the egg or the chicken? Hey, here comes someone in a car. Maybe they're looking for you.
Okay, Flash, you talk to them.
Well, I tell them.
Tell them the one about the chicken crossing the road. Come on, let's go, Jim.
Right.
Why a chicken does cross the road. I never did find out. I wonder who this is.
Hello there, my man.
Hello yourself, but what makes you think I'm your man?
I'm looking for Speed Robertson and Jimmy Allen. I was told I'd find them out here.
Well, if you'd have been here a few minutes sooner, you would have found them here. That's Speed and Jim up there in that plane.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'm glad to see them in action. I understand they're both exceptionally good pilots.
Best in the world. I was in both World Wars with Speed Robertson. And take it from me, there never was a better pilot born than that boy.
Yes, yeah, so I'm told.
Well, now you've heard it again, so you ought to be convinced.
My word. Whoever's flying that ship certainly knows their acrobatics.
That's Jimmy Allen flying a ship. He's only a kid, but he's one of the best pilots I ever did see for his age.
Yes, so I understand.
And they're both flying in a Vanderpool Cup race. I wish they could both win. Here comes another plane. Looks like he's going to land right here.
Yes, and I think I know that plane. Yes, he's followed me here from Hollywood.
Are you from Hollywood?
Yes, I'm a producer of pictures.
Well, what do you know? Are you the fella that sent that telegram to Speed and Jim?
I sent them a telegram, yes. I'm here now to talk over a contract with them.
Well, it won't do you no good. They're going to be in that transcontinental air race.
Yes, so I heard you say before. But money usually has a value.
Hello there, Mr. Milliken. You're just the man I want to see. They told me at the studio in Hollywood that you'd left for Kansas City. What's your hurry? I wanted to tell you that I'd accept your offer to do coffin nails.
I'm sorry, Mr. Blue. I've changed my mind. I've decided to do without you.
What's the idea? You can't get a better man for that job.
Perhaps not, but I'm going to try, Mr. Blue.
There's not a pilot living that can fly a plane like Nails Ballou, or who has the knowledge and experience you need to make your picture the best production of the year.
I know you're a good man, Ballou. Your flying is tops. But there are other things I have to consider also.
Like what?
Well, I've learned things about you that makes me hesitate at this time to sign you up for my picture, that's all.
Well, what have you heard? Come on, let's have it.
This is not the time or place to discuss this matter, Mr. Ballou.
Who are you figuring on getting to do this job?
Ever heard of Speed Robertson and Jimmy Allen?
Speed Robertson? Yeah, seems I've heard of him.
Anybody who's ever flown a ship has heard of Speed Robertson. Take a look up there, mister. That's Speed and Jim up there doing those acrobatics.
Young Allen has been doing a marvelous job of flying. I've been watching him for the past 10 minutes. He does everything a ship will do.
So that's Robertson and Allen up there, eh? Well, I'll show you some stuff they can't do. You may want to talk business to me yet, Milliken.
If I do, I'll get in touch with you. And I advise you not to do anything foolish.
That guy really thinks he's hot, don't he?
Yes, he has a very good opinion of himself. He is a splendid flyer. But there are other things about him. Well, he's not the man for this job, I'm sure of that.
Look at him go!
He has a violent temper. No doubt he'll fly up there and try something foolish, just to show me how good he really is.
Well, that's a mighty sweet job he's a-flying. Sure gets around. Gosh, look at him climb. Boy, oh boy.
Jimmy, watch it. Some crazy fool just missed us.
What's the idea? What's the matter with him?
Now watch it, Jim. He's coming straight at us. Oh, he missed us by inches. I don't know what that guy's trying to do?
Maybe it's someone who knows us and is trying to have some fun.
Fun? Well, that's not my idea of comedy. Well, now he started a loop. Now watch it, Jim. He's heading this way. Jimmy, watch it. He's not going to miss us this time. Oh, look out!
Well, you jump first and I'll follow.
Hurry, Jim. We're going into an uncontrolled spin. Come on now. What's holding you?
The canopy. The greenhouse, Speed. It's stuck.
What? Well, great Scott, Jim. Get that thing open and quick.
I'm trying to, Speed.
Come on, Jim. We'll be down to 1,000 feet or less in a few seconds. Get that thing open. What's wrong with it?
I don't know. Go ahead and jump. Jump, I tell you.
Come on, Jimmy. We're going to dig up dirt pretty soon. That ground's coming up awful fast. Do something.
Go ahead and jump, Speed. I'll see. Oh, there. I got it open. Jump, quick.
I want to see you go first. Jump, kid.
Okay, Speed. Here I go.
Ah, good boy, Jim. Come on, come on.
Well, not a second too soon. Will Jim and Speed land safely? Don't miss the next episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.